You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you.
Hi, Stephen. Morning.
So there's been an attack on Riyadh. Wow, the Saudis aren't going to like this. It's bringing that war home to them.
Yeah, bearing in mind that Saudi Arabia has been carrying out attacks in Yemen against the Houthi rebels. It looks like the Houthi rebels, well, according to them anyway, they've claimed responsibility for it, have launched a ballistic missile at the Saudi Arabian capital, Riyadh. In fact, they said they were targeting the official residence of the Saudi king, King Salman. It got intercepted. I mean, Saudi Arabia spent a large fortune on its defences and all sorts of American gadgets and so forth. So the missile got shot down. But interesting that overnight, the US ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said that they believe that the missile came originally from Iran. So take a very complicated situation in Yemen. Saudi Arabia already involved. Now throw in Iran and it's so complicated. Where do they go from here? Apart from the fact that America wants some kind of action against Tehran, but Russia, which has ties with Tehran, doesn't.
Back to this. It's always the way, isn't it? North Korea's cyber attack. I mean, this is incredible. People have been worrying about North Korea for years. It turns out they are having a big impact on our daily lives.
Absolutely. It's an extraordinary thought, isn't it, that nations have these specific, state-sponsored terror units who are cyber attacking. I mean, the thought is that Russia has had them, and China, and now North Korea. Although North Korea, you'd think, doesn't have the internet, for instance, or at least it only has its own version of it, and yet it's able to interfere in our internet. And the US and UK governments have jointly pointed the finger at North Korea for an attack back in May. You may remember the ransomware, the WannaCry malware, as it was called, this worm that essentially got into your computer and then said, unless you pay up, your computer's ours. And literally a kind of hijacking of PCs, and 300,000 computers were affected in 150 nations, so it's nearly all of our nations around the world. In the UK, it was particularly National Health Service computers, and for the first time, Britain and America are saying it's North Korea and something called the Lazarus Hacking Group. How extraordinary that there is a state-sponsored disruption unit, but apparently they have one.
So Britain, I understand, through the Royal Navy, the world's oldest navy, has been building boats for quite some time. My son has been building boats only for a couple of years. Yours are the ones that leak.
Yes. Oops. Yes. I don't know if your son's busy, but maybe he could come and have a look at this. This new aircraft carrier, only commissioned a couple of weeks ago by the Queen. It is HMS Queen Elizabeth, and highly embarrassing for the Royal Navy. It has indeed sprung a leak. Did someone leave the plug out? Water has been coming in via the propeller shaft, which I guess is one of the sort of weaker points of the ship. But not just a little dribble, but 200 litres of seawater an hour. Now, if you add that up over half a day, that's a lot of seawater sloshing around in the bottom of a boat. And there's one thing you don't want in the bottoms of boats, it's water. The government broke the bank to build these two new aircraft carriers. HMS Queen Elizabeth is the first of them. £6 billion the two aircraft carriers are costing. And there's been a few setbacks. People in braided uniforms are naturally trying to play it all down, but I just wonder, if a head will roll, or maybe some keel hauling or flogging, as they used to do in the Royal Navy.
Wow. All right, Adam Gilchrist, thank you.